Sorry, guys. The plan was to speak from Ephesians 4. And it's still the plan. And I have notes to prove it. But when I woke up this morning, and I've spoken before about God hijacks me. And it's like, not this late, Lord. Like this morning. What notes do you want me to write now? I haven't got time. I've got to shower. I've got to eat. I've got to get out of the house or the flat. But his first words to me this morning were, Sylvia, tell your story. So that is where I'm at this morning. Do it. And do you know it's so important to tell your story, your testimony, because nothing can compare with that. And God cannot take away your testimony. He's given it to you. Your walk with him, he's given it to you. It's all by the grace of God that he's given you a testimony. And no one will take that away from you, Sylvia. Because the Lord says it's taken me years to give you testimony. We know that testimony is not overnight. Yeah, who thinks it's overnight? It takes years of God's working in and through your lives in the most beautiful way. Because he's got a much bigger plan, don't you know? So I'm going to start off with some of Ephesians 4. But I'm not going to move into what I thought was the main thing. Because all he's leading me at the moment is to speak from Ephesians 4, 1 to 3. So, if you have your Bibles or your devices or your whatever it takes, and I'm reading from the New King James, and this is a study Bible, which is amazing. So this is Paul talking. We know that Paul wrote Ephesians with the help of God. It's all inspired by God. So this is Paul, the Apostle Paul, speaking. And he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And to be on, what I wanted to really move on to was verse 7, which is speaking about our spiritual gifts. And I think that might be for another day. So where do I begin? I haven't really got any notes. But God, in his grace, did help me and gave me a few last minute, like this morning. So the question is, what is our calling? When you think about it, Paul, when he uses words like beseech and urges, that means I urge you. This is important, guys, that we know what our calling is. What has God planned for you? What has he chose for you? Yeah? When you think of the plans he had for each one of us, was from right from the beginning of time. It didn't happen just last week or even on the day you were saved. He had these plans for you, these amazing plans, and he desires for them to be fulfilled. Because God doesn't speak idle words, does he? Does he lie? No. In other words, God wants to speak into the potential that he sees in you. Right from the beginning of time. Isn't that awesome? Because how do we see ourselves? And really, that is where my story begins of how I used to see myself. And I remember being, there was a time when we were talking about destiny, and I remember going out to Paducah with Peter Maria, and he spoke on destiny, and I'm like, wow. To the, you know, the Americans. And so I think that opened up for me of what is my destiny. And I remember being in groups about talking about destiny. And everyone was talking about, yes, I want to go to Africa. I will even go to Siberia. I will go wherever you say, Lord. And I will do whatever you ask me to do. A bit like that song, Beth. I love you, Lord. But it's a journey, isn't it, Beth? Of walking with him. Yeah? It's a journey. And it is a growing. The journey is growing. So when it came round to my turn to answer what my destiny was, and I remember where we were. We was out in Hambledon somewhere in the back and beyond talking about destiny. And I was right at the end of the line. We were sitting in a semicircle. Bless. And it came to me and I was the last one and they said, Sylvia, what do you think your destiny is? And the only word that came out of my mouth was to be Christ-like. I had visions of a big house for ladies, and I wanted to mother them and take them in and bless them and give them hope for future. But I knew that my first calling was to be Christ-like. I just want to say that nothing in the past will define who you are in Christ Jesus. And I love it when God speaks about you must be born again. What an urgency in those few words, you must be born again. That means to be born of the Spirit. He's talking about new life, new hope, a new beginning. And I love it when we entered into the times of God was saying to us very clearly, I'm doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? The old has gone, the new has come, and it's like walking it. And a lot of us, including me, was, what are we going to do now? How are we? What are we going to do for you, Lord? But then God started speaking to me of, remember, Sylvia, that I have called you to be a human being and not a human doing. And when I think of just these opening words, he's asking us what our calling is. Remember that I believe our first calling is to be like him. And can I just add that your doing will follow? Who knows that the doing follows? But to know that you have been made in the image of God, how can you get your head around that? And the words say, so therefore I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. So how do we walk worthy? What does that mean for us? Anybody got any? What does that mean to walk worthy? I find that is, how do I honour you, Lord, for me to walk worthy for calling? How can I honour you, Lord, that you will be seen? Not me. Not me. I don't want to be seen. I want him to be seen in me. And can I say right from the start, I have not got it all together. I am not speaking from, I know it all, done it all, and I've got the t-shirt. Because that's lying. But I know that I'm on this journey of incredible, amazing grace. That God has called me right from the beginning of time, and he knows the plans he has for us. For in Jeremiah 29:11, God says, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, and it's to give you a hope and a future. So it's all in his plan that we walk worthy, because as we've entered into Ephesians 4 now, we have come from the sitting position of 1, 2 and 3, chapters 1, 2 and 3, where God has just filled us with all his truth, like chosen, adopted, set apart, you are mine. It's all in him, in Jesus. Have you noticed that when you read Ephesians? In Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus. So you have to have that starting place. So if you know that you are in Christ Jesus now, his Holy Spirit is given to you, he's living within you. Do you know we can never say, I'm alone, Lord? I might feel alone on days, and I do have days where I can feel alone. But I also know that the greatest one is living in me. Yeah? And that is when we can say, for I know that you will never leave me or forsake me. Because his spirit, speaking to my spirit, tells me, you will never be alone, Sylvia. You know, this is so foundational, but it's a good solid foundation. All that's in chapters 1 to 3 of Ephesians is such a good solid foundation. And I think when I was born again, when I was saved, when I became a new creation, it's all in the word. If you don't understand these things, ask. Ask the Lord, or come on, let's ask each other, what does that mean? Because I don't understand it yet. I haven't quite got that revelation yet. God will tell you because he loves those kind of questions. Because he wants to reveal himself in you. Do you know, nearly all through the worship, I cried this morning. It was amazing, Beth and Paul. Happy birthday, Paul. But it was amazing. Those songs. And all that Beth was bringing, all that truth. What God has done. Yeah? And the Lord reminded me this morning when he told me the good news of Share Your Story. He started speaking to me. And so I've got 2 pages of my homework, but I haven't looked at them yet. And I don't think I'm allowed to now. Do you know, there's something about heeding when God speaks to you. Because I thought, really? Can't I just go with all my notes? And he said, no, tell your story. So this is how I'm trying to share with you today. And he said to me, Sylvia, from the moment you were born again, we have taken so much care and compassion to heal and restore your wounded heart. I'm not going to speak much about my childhood, but my family was very dysfunctional. It was full of secrecy, not loving, not really caring. I don't remember being told I was loved. There was sexual abuse, verbal abuse. But God had a different plan. Do you know, God could have left me there. He could have taken his eyes off of me and said, we'll let her get on with it. And I would have carried the wounds of my childhood for years. But God had a plan. Keep on remembering that, but God has a plan. And all that the enemy wanted me to carry for the rest of my life, God said, oh no. And I remember disclosing to a pastor in the church I was going to at the time at Cow Plain. And I said to him, something's wrong with me. I don't know how to love. And so he taught me through my childhood. He was very good at counselling. And I'd never disclosed the wounds of my childhood. I hadn't even told my husband. And it was stuff that was buried for years and years and years. I was probably in my late 30s, early 40s then. But God has a plan. And I'd been a Christian for a few years. But I had never let God in, really. I'd never even let my husband in, really. And Roz, wasn't my husband lovely? Why he married me, I still can't think to this day. And that's what he used to say. He saw, I think God was working in his life very early, earlier than what we thought. because God had a because Brian had something of God in him that says, I'm going to cherish this lady. And I know she's wounded, but I will still love her. Isn't God kind to give me a man in my life that would behave in a godly way? And Brian, I don't think he knew what he was doing half the time. But he persevered with me. He stood with me. He loved me. He cherished me. But I didn't know how to give back. I don't know what to say now. I know there's more, so bear with me. But God's plan I just really want to encourage you guys. That God is, your God is awesome. There is nothing that he cannot do. Nowhere that he cannot go. And that has been the story of my journey. When I look back here, when I look around, I see the people that have spoken into my life. God has spoken into my life, and he still does. But when I look back and I see the really beautiful people that have spoken into me on my journey, when I perhaps did some ugly things or ungodly beliefs. Do you know you guys would put me right? And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the grace that you have had for me. To tell me who I am. Do you know you're amazing people here? And it teaches me to honor. Teaches me to honor people. And God this morning got me to get out my box. And it's like a box of glory. And it contains all the words that I have been given. Because a lot of them was written down. And it's helped me to remember the words God has spoken over me through some of you guys. And the one that I really had to hunt for. Can you see the colour of that paper? Now, this is Roz's writing. And she'll remember what I'm talking about now, hopefully. And I remember when I first came to this church, Peter and Julian was doing a discipleship group. And it was for new people that had come to the church. And new believers. Is that right, Ross? And we were quite a motley crew, if I'm honest, me included. And the idea was for Peter to teach us all the foundational stuff, you know, like forgiveness and you are the righteousness of Christ and all this stuff. And it was like, what is this man talking about, half of it? But he instilled something in us, I think, that we will never forget. And it was a precious time. And I'm going back to a little bit of a prophetic word given to me at the end of this discipleship group. It's probably about 10 weeks or something. And so Roz was writing all this down. And I'm not going to read it all, but it just goes to show that don't discard any prophetic word or any encouraged word that God gives you. God can easily speak into your life entirely. Yeah, we know that. But he also gives you a body to be in, a beautiful people that are willing, lovingly, with grace, going to speak to you too about what they're thinking about you, what God has put in their hearts. And we know how to do this, guys, don't we? Yeah? So don't despise every word that comes from God, whether it be him or each other. And write them down. And all I can say is what God called me to be, and this is dated the 9th of the 5th, 1990. How many years ago was that? 34 years ago. Roz's handwriting. Her handwriting is very distinct. And sometimes hard to read. But I love her to bits. Because she actually wrote that down. Otherwise, I think I might have forgotten. But he started off, so this was all those years ago, and he, Lord told me what I was going to be, what I was going to look like. He didn't ask me to do anything. It was, how are you going to be, Sylvia, in me? And I think Ross remembers what it is, probably. And the Lord started, he told me how he saw me, how he perceived me 34 years ago. He wanted to know what he was thinking about me, not what I was thinking about myself. Because what I thought about myself was, however am I going to keep up with all this? I don't understand, Lord. I haven't got a clue what you're doing on some days. I knew I was saved, but I didn't know half of what that meant. But God wants to tell you how he perceives you. And you know, if you don't know, ask him. Because for years and years I used to say, who am I, Lord? How do you see me? Isn't that a queer question? But he loves us, does he not? He loves our questions. He loves our honesty in our weakness. Because we need to know who we are in Christ Jesus. And it's all about our new identity in Christ, which again comes from Ephesians 1-3. In Christ Jesus, you have a completely new identity. So I think I've worked it out. I've had a new life for just over 40 years or something. Now, I'm not saying that the rest of my life until then was all rubbish. But I knew the day when I was born again, I woke up the next morning and I felt what has happened to me. Because I didn't know really. But God now had the opportunity to begin a good work in me, which he's done for any one of you. There comes a time, give your life to Christ Jesus, and you will never regret it. And there is no going back. When you're born again, you are born again by the Spirit, and you have entered into a new life with him. So I'm digressing now. But you have to remember, I haven't really got notes. I'm just having a nice waffle here to myself. But when God said to me, this is how I see you, he said, you may not see yourself like this. True. I was the very opposite. Because I had a real low self-esteem. I had, you name it, that was my story. But God. And God had to keep on reminding me, this is how I see you. This is the calling that you are now called to, Sylvia, to live this life. So I love it when I hear, like, leave the old behind. Do you know I'm up for leaving anything behind that now does not belong to me? So when we suggest, I don't know how long I talk. Sorry, guys. But I am not... what was I saying? Leaving the old behind. So when we talk about be healed up, do you know that's serious business? Because otherwise you're carrying all this stuff. And you might have had a beautiful upbringing. You might have never been wounded in life. That is a miracle in itself, if you have never been wounded in life. Because I think we've all been wounded. A lot of us know what that looks like, don't we? It's serious to leave all that is behind and enter into the new, which is now your new life in Christ Jesus. So that is my journey, really. But I know for me, it hasn't finished yet. We all know that. Who has a blip now and again? Ta-da! I qualify. Does anybody else here qualify to have a blip? I forget what God has told me. And I rant and I rave and I go to someone and say, pray for me. I've got some really good buddies here that I know that I can talk to and be honest and open. I go to God, but I also know that I mean, I've ranted and raved, even with Chris. And he just sorts me out, gives me a hug, and off I go. And that is a picture of the people that I've had a good chat with, Betty. And you speak, you give me God's perspective again. And so we live in this beautiful kingdom of light. We're no longer living in the kingdom of darkness. That has all been dealt with the beautiful cross. He took it all. And one of the bottom lines is, he wants us to be free. And to be free indeed. Yeah? We are called now to be the most beautiful children on this earth that know who they are, how they're being taught, love the word, everything. He is our source. We have the Holy Spirit to teach us, and we have the Word of God. I'm hot on this, and I will never ask for any apology, because that's the way he's taught me. Love everything I say, Sylvia, because it will set you free. Love my presence, says the Lord. In other words, love the Holy Spirit who's now dwelling within you. We know that because Ephesians 1 tells us we've been given that promise, that seal of the Holy Spirit. So we're never on our own. He's feeding us. He's nourishing us. He's watering us. Also that we will know the calling to what we've been called to and walk worthy in it. And what I can see happening here, I can see those streams of living water beginning to flow in you and out of you. Isn't that good news? I like to think that we will never be the same again. Who wants to be the same of what you used to be? Who wants to walk in newness of life now? Yeah, I've got one hand up over here. Do you know, it's okay to own this. Own the most beautiful calling that is on your life now. And one of the ways I say this to the Lord is, yes. Yes, Lord, give me more. Because when you taste and see that the Lord is good, there's no stopping him. It makes you hungry, makes you thirsty. After him who lives in you. So, Lord, I want to pray. And I want to say such a big thank you, God, for that day when you saved each one of us, Lord. That when we became a new creation in you, born again, born of the Spirit, and Lord, to be honest, half of us probably didn't even know what we were doing. But we said, yes, Lord, come into my life and be my Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, that you welcomed each one of us into your kingdom. And you are asking of us now to walk worthy of the calling that you've given each one of us, Lord. That we would honour you in our lives, first and foremost. That we'd say yes to you, Lord, at anything you're calling us to be. Thank you, Lord, that you say you are so pleased when we say, help us, Lord, as we give you the rubbish. Whatever can trip us up in life, Lord, you love to smooth our path. Huh?